Okay, everybody, say good morning. We are starting a new subject in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. It's a little bit related to what we learned last Zman, which is Hilchos Nezikin. We spent a while on Mazik, which means Adam Mazik, Garmi, Groma, etc. We spent a while on, which is obligation that has to do with damaging someone else's stuff. Now we're going to go into another oifen of being responsible for someone else's stuff, which is through Shmira. Okay, through the concept of Shmira. Shmira is when you are watching someone else's item. Shoimrim, Hilchos Shoimrim. When you are watching someone else's stuff, theoretically, if you do not watch it properly, his stuff will get damaged. So you're kind of a mazik. Maybe it's related to mazik. According to Rabbi Oishi and Baba Kama, this is one of the Avos Nezikin, is a shomer. Okay? So Al Kopanim, it's related, and that's why we're going to get into this. In Choshen Mishpat, it's Simin, Reish Tzadi Aleph, Reish Tzadi Beis, a few more. We will focus on Reish Tzadi Aleph, Reish Tzadi Beis. The Torah, if you learn, not in next week's Parsha Yisro, in next week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, there are three sections in the Torah describing the responsibility of a Shomer. Okay, I'm not going to translate Shomer every time you want to bring the call card out, or you don't have to. Okay. We're not going to describe, there's too much random stuff on it. We're not going to define what Shomer is every time we say it. Shomer means someone that's guarding someone else's stuff. You're watching someone else's item. You're watching someone else's bicycle, jewelry, money, whatever it is that you're watching for someone else. And the Shaila is, what's your achrayas? What's your responsibility on if the stuff gets damaged? Okay, you have to return it the way you got it. And the Torah says that there are four different... categories of a shomer. Okay? There's four different categories. Category number one is what's called a shomer chinam. And Rabbi, I really want to understand this. I'm going to translate it, I'm not going to say it every time. So I really want everyone to understand what it is. Shomer chinam means a non-paged watchman. A non-paid watchman is somebody that is doing you a favor, really, by watching your item. Even though he's doing you a favor, at the end you relied on him. And therefore it wouldn't be fair to exempt him from everything. He has some responsibility because you relied on him. You told him, please watch my item. I'm not going to watch it myself. I'm going to ask you to watch it. So therefore that's called a Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam, the halach is, he's only chayiv if he's paisheya, if he's negligent. Okay, so whereas if you're not a Shomer, you're not chayiv for negligence, right? If you're not a Shomer, if you never became a shomer on someone's thing, and you're walking by the street, and you know it's sitting there in the middle of the street, that you could have moved it away from the middle of the street to the side. Maybe there's a Shabbos Aveda or something, but you're not a shomer. And if someone after you crossed the street went ahead and ran over that person's bicycle that was in the middle of the street, you are not chayiv, because even though you were negligent towards his item, but it's not your responsibility. And therefore, in Adam HaMazik, which was Lazman, you're only chayiv if you mazik something be a dime. You literally damage it. When Shomrim, you could be chayiv even for Pshia, for negligence. So a Shomer Chinam is chayiv only for Pshia. If he's negligent, we'll define what that means. But it means he didn't watch it properly. There's a category above that, which is a paid watchman, which is called a Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is a paid watchman, and he has more responsibility, because now you're paying him to watch it. So he's chayiv even on what we call Gneva Vaveda. Gneva Vaveda means if it was stolen or lost. Stolen or lost means you didn't really watch it that well. You weren't negligent in the watching. You did watch it. You know, you did put it in a place that, you know, makes sense or whatever. But at the end, you didn't really watch it well enough, and it ended up getting lost or stolen. So you're chayiv for that if you're a paid watchman. You're potter on that if you're an unpaid watchman. If there's another category called oinus, so something which is beyond your control, so that you're putter on, if even if you're a paid watchman, because you watched it properly, and then something happens to it, which is beyond the scope of what you could have predicted would happen, on that, you're putter. However, if you borrowed the item, then you're chayv even on oinsin. Okay? So
even
those are...
Notice,
what?
Even on notice, you said you borrowed it.
If you borrowed it, then even something which is unpredictable, you're still obligated to pay. So if I borrowed your bicycle and you didn't go away for the weekend and say, hey, can you watch my bike? No. I asked to borrow your bike and I left it outside and lightning strikes and it went on fire, I have to pay you a new bike. Even though it's completely not my fault.
You're not using your
bus. Huh?
And you're not using your
bus. Yeah. Okay? So those are the...
But I show you today that never triggers...
What?
Aveda never
triggers any... Chiyuv Shomer. Only if you pick it up and you become a Shomer. Aveda. But not just the Chiyuv to pick it up. There's a Chiyuv to pick it up.
Right.
But you're not a Shomer until you pick it up.
Right. Once you pick it up you do, and you're a kind of mitzvah Shomer Aveda, you automatically...
Yeah. And then you become a Shomer because it's in your possession. Okay? So, or Shomer Sam, Machalikas. Machalikas Rabban Rabbi Yosef. So those are the three categories. I'm not going to define them every time. Just the claw that we're going to be concentrating in Reish Sadi Aleph and Reish Sadi Beis is on Shomer Chinam. I think in our society, we do not realize how many Shomer Chinam scenarios we have. And I'll just give you three or four examples of real life examples that happened in the last 3-4 months that came up because our second Seder Chabura that's learning Choshe Mishpat, that's part of this whole business halach initiative with Stakhan and all that. So the whole, they're learning Shomer, and the Dayanim from Lakewood have been telling them different types of cases and stuff that came up recently. So the cases of stuff that we've been talking, just a few examples to understand why, how these things come up on a very, very regular basis. So case number one, is a classical case where there was two firm people waiting in the gate by an airport, and you know you're there a little early and you're waiting for your flight. You got to go to the bathroom or you want to go get a drink. So you say to the person, "Hey, can you watch my suitcase? Can you watch my suitcase? I'm going to get online for a drink or something." By the time you come back, the guy was engrossed in whatever he was engrossed in. Probably doing the Daf Yomi or something. So he was engrossed in whatever he's engrossed in. And Lemaisa, you come back and the suitcase is gone. Does he have to pay you? He became a watchman or he didn't become a watchman? He's obligated, he's not. He was Pesher, he's not Pesher. Case number two. You were very gracious to host your neighbor's bar mitzvah guests. So the neighbor made a bar mitzvah, and their guests stayed in your house. And then the guest calls up frantic that they left Motzei Shabbos rushing out, and the lady says, this is the Maisa Shaya apparently, I didn't hear it directly from the Dayan, but the Maisa Shaya was that the guest calls up the host and says, we ran out right after Shabbos to catch our Motzei Shabbos flight, and my wife left her sheitel, the weekday, the other sheitel she wasn't using, she left it there in the house. So we'll make sure someone comes get it, just can you keep an eye on it, make sure it stays in good condition. They went down to the room, it was already cleaned by the cleaning lady, the sheitel was gone. And Lemaisa, apparently, she had left it on the bed, the cleaning lady took off the linen, put in the laundry, and sheitel was gone. So, am I watching your item or not watching your item? Right? So, people go away for midwinter and they ask you and say, hey, you know, I've got some expensive stuff in my house. Do you mind? Can I just put it in your house? And they say, yeah, whatever, no problem, whatever you want. And Lemaisa, you come back and the item is gone, along with whatever else was stolen from that person's house, you know? So did that person take any achrayas on what's in the car? On what they gave you?
That's the neighbor. It's not
what?
For sale. It's not for sale.
I didn't, Oh, you're saying it's not pshita anyway. So again, I'm just saying these cases are.
Under a lock.
Then you're going to get in, whether the door was locked or not locked. That's the, those are going to be other shilas.
These are the shilas that are common.
Are these three real cases?
The middle case is for sure real. The first case has happened, and the third case I made up. But it's not like it's such a big chiddush. Anyway, but these are very, very common. Common scenarios. Okay, when someone tells you, hey, watch my thing for me, do you mind, etc. As a matter of fact, I was watching this morning, one person took a bagel with eggs, put it by their seat, and they told the person, and as they went to go watch, they told the person, mind, like, you watch my bagel and eggs. So I was thinking, oh, watch it now. Someone else really wants that bagels and eggs. Are you a shomer chinam shomer? What's the din? Right, so I didn't want to burst anyone's bubble by telling him. Yeah, you could have done. You just from Sif Beis and Sif Gimel right there, right? So these are the you know, some of the examples, but it's Ma'isim Shebechol Yom. Okay, so we're still in the introductory state. Not many chidushim today. See, but so we're still. So this is the introduction. The point that we have to introduce now is what converts you. How do you take upon yourself the achrayus, the responsibility to becoming a shomer? Shomer has many halachas to it. Once you become a shomer, besides that, you're obligated to pay if you're kosher. You also have to make a shavua. Let's say it does get lost. Let's say it does get lost, and you don't have to pay because it got lost. You don't have to pay. It's very nice. You don't have to pay. But the owner is suspicious of you. The owner is suspicious of you that perhaps you stole it. Maybe you're saying it got lost, but in reality, it didn't get lost. In reality, you're holding it still. And maybe you just don't want to give it back to him. So you have to make a shvua that you're not holding it anymore. But let's say I'm not a shomer, and I say it got lost. I don't have to make that shvua. So becoming a shomer has a lot of ramifications to it. Okay? There's also, you don't have to make choice on that. Okay. So anyway, so the question is, how do you become a shomer? Now, I'm going to go a little out of order because I think it's important. This is the way, the order to that makes sense to me, is that there's a Gemara about Metzia Daf Tzadi that talks about, as we know, that in the Torah, everything goes by kinyanim. Right, you can't close a deal with a handshake. You can't even close a deal by signing a paper necessarily. If it's not karka, maybe shtar. But the way you close a deal is not by saying I'm closing. Is you need a kinyan. You need to make a kinyan. That we know. Everything in the Torah goes by a kinyan. So in order for me to become the owner of anything, I need to make a kinyan on it. What about to become a shomer on something? To become a tenant, to become a chayv, like a renter, a soicher, I have to make a kinyan. What about to become a shomer? Do I need to make a kinyan? Or just verbal acceptance of the responsibility makes me a shomer. So there's a Gemara. Kishem shetiknu mashicha b'lekuches, kach tiknu mashicha b'shomer. That there's a concept of mashicha when it comes to shomer as well. So the question is, the Gemara says pretty explicitly, kishem shetiknu mashicha b'shomer, kach b'lekuches, kach tiknu mashicha b'shomer. There's a concept of a kinyan to become a for shmira. But if you look at Sif Dalet and Reish Sadi Aleph, which is on this booklet, page 27, we're going to be using this booklet for the next while. That's why we made a nice thick booklet over here. So, page 27 of the booklet, there's a Sif Dalet over there. Sif Dalet says, Afilu, you see, Afilu kishikibel alav, even if you verbally accepted responsibility, Eine chayiv ela kifish, no, not Sif Dalet, I'm sorry. Where's the machlokes? I thought it was the end of Sif Dalet. Sifay. I'm sorry. Yesh mishayimer. Shashomer hazem yad kishum kavel lav lishmar oshamar hanach lafanan v'nistal kavayil mishmir. Once a person said that he'll accept upon himself shmira, and the owner relied on him. Chayv alav in pasha. You become chayv like a shomer if you're negligent. Ava pishalei mashach, even without a kinyan. So according to that shita, which is shita satoisvus, then there is no concept of a kinyan when it comes to becoming a shomer. So what did the Gemara mean when it said that Keshem Shetikin Mashiach B'Lakucha is Kach Tikin Mashiach B'Shaymer? It meant Legabe Chazara. That if, let's say, you make a verbal agreement, you say, you know, I'm willing to accept your item verbally. If I didn't make a kinyan, I could verbally say, I'm not interested in being a Shaymer anymore. You know what? Take it back. Once I say to you, take it back, that's it, it's finished. But when it comes to, once you make a kinyan on it, and you bring it into your possession, now you become formally a Shomer Chinam with a kinyan, you can't just change your mind. You have to actually go return it to him. And then there's a whole sugya, what's called returning it. So you have to, you can't just say, hey, I'm done, I don't want it. I have to inform you or whatever, I have to make it available to you. Maybe I have to give it back to you. So that's how Tosis learns that Gemara. So according to that, we'll have to see. Then that sets the stage for a whole other set of halachas, which is, so how do you accept responsibility? But you don't have to make a kinyan. However, yesh mishayimer, but the Rambam says, there's another sheet, there's a Rambam, she'ein echayiv, you're never chayiv, even on pshia, ad she'im sheikh, uvimokim shemashich ha'kayin. You need to make a kinyan, and a kinyan in a way that works for kinyanim. You need to make a real kinyan. So the same way that you have to make a kinyan to own something, you need to make a kinyan to become a shayimer. Okay, and like the Shema says in Tess, you have to bring it into your shus, or shus at least that you have some sort of jurisdiction over. So you have to actually make a proper kinyan in order to be a shomer. Now this is obviously going to be very important, because in all the cases that we said, not all of them, not in the middle case, maybe, but in the cases where I become a shomer, if it's going to be in a place where I wasn't kine, I just told you, hey, yeah, it's fine, whatever. So it's going to change the scenario based on the Rambam. So the Rambam says you don't need to make a kinyan. I'm sorry, the Rambam says you do need to make a kinyan to become a shomer, and Tosfos says you don't have to. All right, now, how do we paskin on that? So what's the rule? What's the rule? What's Bechvel Varaya? Kimli, you're never going to be able, since there's a machlikas in the Shulchan Aruch, so the owner of the item will never be able to be mechayiv, the shomer, if he didn't make a kinyan. Because the kinyan, the shomer will say that we pass like the other shita that says you do need to make a kinyan. So therefore, a lot of what we're going to learn now, maybe halach lemaisa, if there's no kinyan, is not going to make a difference. Because once there's no kinyan, it changes everything. That being said, let's see. We'll get into cases where maybe there will be kinyanim, or we'll get out of this problem. But the aleph is that in order for someone to become a shomer, according to the Rambam, you need to make a kinyan on the item. Kinyan could be that it's put in your property. Kinyan is you took possession of it. He gave it to you in your hand. Those types of things. So that would be a proper kinyan. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds you don't need to make a kinyan. So let's focus a little bit more on Tosfos, even though it's again the Rambam too, but let's focus on Tosfos. According to Tosfos, so if you don't have to make a kinyan, how do you become a shomer? Again, a shomer is a status in halacha, right? You have to make a shvua, you chayv mshia, there's a few things. You chayv a chiv shava. So how do you become a shomer? So that's the first sugi over here. And it starts over here in Sif Beis. Really, usually, I would say we should learn the Gemara first, but I don't have the Gemara here. So we're just going to see Sif Beis. Okay? Sif Beis on page 24. Shomer chinam hu shehifkel etzloi kesef oy kelim oy behema oy kol davar lishmar. So someone gave me something to watch, and I was mekabel shmir on it. So you have to be mekabel shmir. You have to accept upon yourself the responsibility to watch it, the chiv to watch it. V'afilu loy kibo beferish. Even if you didn't mekabel beferish, ela she'amar loy hanach lefonai. Hu shomer chinam. Aval im amar loy hanach lefonecha, oy hanach stam, oy she'amar loy harei habayis lefonecha, it's a little more complicated. Afilu shomer chinam lo hava ve'inu chayv shvua klal. Aval ma'achar ha'mishalokach pekadon shalav v'leach zirin al-bayil. So the Mechaber here said three cases. He said what's called Hanach Lefanai, he said Hanach Lefanecha, and he said Hanach Stam. Hanach Lefanai means that I told you, you could put the item, put it in front of me. So let's take the airport scenario. I'm sitting there, I tell you, hey, you know, I have to go into the bathroom, I don't want to bring my tefillin, can you watch my tefillin? Watch my tefillin over here. So, simply put, let's just break it down according to what Shulchan Aruch says. Simply put, if the guy would say, yeah, bring it to me, Hanach Lefanai, put it down in front of me. He didn't say, I'm willing to watch it for you, and if something happens, I'm signing the dotted line, if I'm Pashay, I'm going to watch it according to the way the Torah says, to Chi of Shmira. He just said, yeah, put it here. Put it here, bring it to me, and put it right here in front of me. I have my stuff, you can leave it with my stuff. So that's called Hanach Lefanai. So he says Hanach Lefanai, he becomes now a Shem Rechinam. So he becomes a Shem Rechinam. If he doesn't watch it, he was spacing out, or he himself left. Now you'll say, well, if he left his own stuff also. So that means he obviously thinks that that's considered responsible enough for his own stuff. That doesn't exempt him on your stuff. Right? Chumas Adeshin? I think it accepts on his own stuff. So, Memela, he's chayiv as a shomer if he's pesha. So he gets up for a minute and leaves and he comes back and the thing's gone. So since he said Hanach Lefanai, L'chayra he's chayiv. L'chayra he's chayiv.
But if he just said yes, I'll watch it.
Oh, I said what?
He said no. Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Yes or yes, I'll watch it. To the next. if he says.
Sure.
Yeah. The guy's sitting there. Out of my. He's sitting over there, and he says, "Hey, by the way, I'm gonna get up for a minute. My stuff's right here." Yeah, fine, whatever, no problem. So then I'm not a shomer.
What are you?
A nice guy.
Stuff.
Nothing.
No,
I'm a nice guy.
It, so he said, yeah,
you're really not a nice guy because you had to rely on you.
Right.
Watch it.
Right. I never was willing to accept any sort of responsibility on his stuff. I don't want to be tied down to his stuff. I'm not interested. You want to rely on me, it's fine for you that I'm in the set. And basically what I'm saying is, if it's fine for you that I'm in the area here, that's fine. But I'm not taking any responsibility whatsoever. So he said, Hanach Lefanecha. So you said, you know what? Leave it on your seat, and it's whatever. You know, yeah, leave it on your seat. Leave it right there.
Then
I'm not a shomer. Then there's a middle case of Hanach Stam. Hanach Stam is, I didn't say leave it in your seat. I didn't say bring it to my seat. I said, yeah, but put it down. I didn't say where to put it down. So even that case is not a shomer. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, and we paskin, it's not a shomer. So, in the airport scenario, kipshutoi, before any nesivuses or anything like that, before any further complications, the halacha should be, according to what the Gemara says, that if you said, yeah, bring it here and put it with my stuff, I'm sitting here, bring it right here with my stuff, then l'chor you become a shomer. If you just said, yeah, it's fine, whatever, just go, it's okay. I never actually accepted Shmira, so then if something happens, I'm exempt. I'm off the hook. And you can't ask me to verify that maybe I goofa stole it. In other words, a normal shomer has to make a shavua. If he says it's gone, then the owner has the right to make him swear that he himself didn't take it. But this guy, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't make him make a shvuah either. Because why should I assume that he stole it? He never took it into his possession to begin with. So therefore, you can't make him make a shvuah that he stole it, or shalach yad, or anything. So you can't make any shvuah. And you can't be mechayiv him. Now, we do make a chayrim, and says, by the way, it's a chayrim if you ended up having it. But, whatever. So now, that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. All right? Why are you smiling?
People do that to me at the bar, say, sure, at your own risk.
Right. Well, you're an attorney, so you want to double down on that it's at your own risk. You don't want them to come with, you know, but even if you didn't say that, you just say, just leave it there, then you're not taking any responsibility whatsoever.
But if you say put it in front of me, you're taking responsibility.
If you say put it in front of me, you're taking responsibility. Yeah. Now, we're not going to discuss today what happens if you tell someone to bring it into your house. What's the din? Maybe that's different. However, the Ramah, the Mechaber now brings a Tshuvas HaRosh, and based on the Tshuvas HaRosh, maybe things change. Okay, the application of the Tshuvas HaRosh is a little complicated, but let's just see what he says. So the Tshuvas HaRosh brings a shaila like this. It's in the middle of Siv Beis, which is on page 25. Umikol makam, however, mi shaya mahalach b'derech. It's the first white line of the Mechaber here. Mi shaya mahalach b'derech. Someone that's going on the way. V'amalei chaver hoylech imcha. Go take it with you. Elu aminolim, my shoes. You know, you're going, you know, whatever. You're going to, you're driving or taking a horse up to Orlando. And my neighbor forgot their shoes, or whatever. My son is over there. He asked me to send a pair of shoes. Can you take this pair of shoes with you? And what did the guy say? He says, I'm packing on my donkey right now. Put it on the donkey. But he didn't say, I'm taking responsibility for it. He just said, put it on the donkey. Hoylech imcha. Elu hamin alim. Take with me. V'amar loy. And the person with the chamar said, yeah, no problem. Hanicham kan. Put it on the chamar. And the driver of the chamor never took the possession of the shoes. The guy put it on there, and he never bothered checking that the shoes were tied properly to the back of the donkey. My stuff, the donkey's stuff was all tied already. And the guy says, oh, you're going up to Orlando, can I just throw a pair of shoes on? Yeah, throw it on. So the guy threw it on, and then I started driving. I didn't check to see that the shoes were properly secured. And then he stopped on a rest area. And he left the chamor over there. And he comes back, and the shoes are gone. He did become a shomer chinam. And he was a shomer chinam, so he was negligent in the shmira. And he does have to pay. So the question is, why? L'chayra, he didn't say, I'm a kabel shmir. He just said, hanach stam. He said, put it on the chamor. He didn't say...
He took it with him. Like he made a real kinyan, and he took it with him.
Yeah, but kinyan, the kinyan is afterwards, but you have to makabel shmir. I wasn't a kabel shmir. I just said, put it on the chamor. So the Ramah explains, Hagah, the lawyer Rina, this concept that if you said hanach stam, you're not a shemachinam. Ella b'mokam hamishtamer. It's only when the place is be'etzem a place which is reasonable to assume that the owner is not relying on the shomer. But if he's going on the way, v'kayotze boy vad akibul alav shmirah. But it seems like the Ikar is like the Tshuvas HaRosh, that the Tshuvas HaRosh says that you have to take into account a scenario. And I think the pshat in the Tshuvas HaRosh is that let's say I'm in a case where maybe I'm asking the person, hey, can I leave it here? But in reality, I'm also around. I'm also basically here. So since I'm also basically here, and the thing is basically being watched, so I'm not relying so much on the shomer. But if I'm giving it to him, and he's going to take it with him, and I'm not around as the owner, I'm nowhere to be found, because he's taking it with him 3 hours away, there is no way that the owner was relying on himself. The owner was completely relying on the owner of the donkey, He put it in a situation that the only possible way for it to have any shmira is if the owner of the donkey takes upon himself the shmira, because otherwise it's not in a safe place. And therefore, since the scenario makes it quite clear that I was asking for him to become a shomer, I wasn't just asking him for, you know, my own personal menuchas nefesh. I was asking him to become a shomer, so therefore, the Rosh says in such a case, you do become a shomer.
Scenario every time someone says to you, whatever it's a straw, you can take
the package. Right. So, that would mean that if someone tells you, you're driving up to, can I put something in your car? And you say, yeah, put it in the car. So I would have thought maybe put it in the car is like hanach stam. Put it in the car if you want, but I don't do it with me. But no, but since he's putting it in your car and you're driving it away, then the assumption is that he has no control over the item anymore. He has no way to be shomer it. And it's not necessarily an amokam ha-mishtamer. So he didn't rely on the shmira of the car either. So then he relied on you.
When you tell someone to put it in your possession, is that, in a sense, your possession is kind of...
Maybe not, because if you tell someone, we'll learn next week, if you tell someone, put it in my house, it could be they're assuming that the house is a mokam ha-mishtamer. So they don't need you to become a shomer.
Right. I'm saying that's the kinyan. You're saying, put it. Yeah, sure. Put it in my house. Leave it in my car. Put it on my donkey.
No. Let me give an example. Let's say you tell someone comes to you before they go away for vacation, and they have their expensive jewelry, and they know that you have, you know, behind your picture, you have the safe with all your gold and silver, right? so then you tell them, look, can I put my stuff in your safe? So in that case, you weren't relying on them to be shomer, right? You were relying on the fact that it's an amokam ha-mishtamer. Be'etzem. Lav dafka, you're being shomer on the owner to watch it. But when you put it in a place that it's not mishtamer, mitzad the makom that it's in. So the only way that it could be safe is if the guy takes responsibility on it. And you're not around at all to watch it over it or to check in on it. So therefore, it's obvious that you ask him to become a shomer. Otherwise, why would you put it there? And that's what the rush means. Now, the Nesivus takes this a step further. And he basically says that according to this, any time that the scenario is self-explanatory, it's clear that the guy meant he wants you to be a shomer, then you're a shomer even if you said hanach stam. So,
I mean, it's still not the same as if I tell you to leave it in my house. So I'm saying leaving it in my house is the shomer. I'm not necessarily...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But when I'm putting on a donkey and the donkey's going... That's not a safe place to be because the thing is going to be traveling from place to place. But if I put it in, the Gemara is talking, let's say I'm in the shuk, I'm in a public place, and I put it down, and I say, hey, can you watch it? The assumption is that a public place, yes, things do get lost, but things also sometimes are still stay there for a couple days in the same spot, and I'm around, I'm leaving for a few minutes, I'm coming back, whatever. I'm not asking you to take it with you. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. So the question would be, according to the Nesivus, in the airport scenario, what would be the halacha? Would it change based on the rush? Because an airport is a very high security place. You leave something for a couple minutes, all of a sudden it's gone. Security comes, this one comes. They're not leaving stuff around for too long. So, it's not really a place that you would leave something, be'etzem, not watched. It's not a place that you would rely on any sort of outside... understanding. However, so I have here in the Sefer, in the Piskei Mishpat, he wants to say that based on this rush, he writes like this. You ask your friend, hey, I'm in the airport. Can you watch my thing? And he says, Ze beseder, ata yachol alechet. Yeah, it's fine. Go, because of the Nesivus, that no one leaves their stuff unwatched in an airport, the assumption is it becomes a shomer. And that's where your language comes in.
Right.
That you have to say, it's at your own risk, but it's fine, you can leave here, but I'm not taking responsibility. Then you would have to speak out that you don't want to take responsibility based on the Nesivus. This is interesting kinetz on this. Okay? Now, there's also a very important Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you look at the Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, on page 25, look at this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So let's take the, let's take someone has a he has an expensive, small thing, small item. And he tells you, hey, can you just watch it? He says, I'll take it. He says, Dr. Kiveger, if you look at Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, page 25 in the bottom, he says, Hanach Stam. See the small words there. He says, Hanach Stam. V'im nosan biyodoy stam yesh lemed ave shomer. Dr. Kiveger, this whole thing is when you put it in front of him. But if you gave it to him in his hands, it's automatic kaval shmir. So once you accept something, it's automatic kaval shmir. So in your scenario, someone says, hey, can you take this with you to Eretz Yisrael? And you, they knock on the door, say, what do you want? You give me the envelope. You just became a shomer. Okay, so if you want to use this method, you got to open the door and say, hey, my suitcase is there. Nobody have the rush anyway.
Say, leave it in the mailbox.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Or just say, I'm not taking responsibility.
Or speak it out.
Right. That's right. The best way.
Yeah.
If you say my suitcase is over there, isn't that the same as saying put it in front of me?
Sure. It's much easier to do Marvin.
They have to assume the same responsibilities. I have no idea if my luggage is going to make it there. Just, I'm not taking more responsibility for theirs than my own luggage.
Right.
No, but then you weren't pashia, like he said.
Especially when Rebbe spoke out that you still
and it's
may not watch yours as much.
Cash. It's usually an envelope of cash,
right.
So you're really going to be very careful.
Correct. Yeah, envelope of cash,
right.
If anything, they should take shmir on you.
Right.
You're going to get in jail. You're going to get put in jail because the guy just gave you...
Rebbe gave the kimta that I may be a little bit looser with my stuff, but I still have a separate chi of twice. So I'm saying,
yeah.
So I may not mind putting things in my suitcase, not in my carry-on.
Right.
Because okay, whatever, I'll deal with it. But now I don't want to have to treat his
right. So the basically, to sum up, and we have to get to next week is going to be about what if I tell him to leave it in my house, which is a whole different thing, right? But to sum up, I would say is that so number one is that according to the Rambam, you need a kinyan. Even according to Tosfos, you don't need a kinyan. You need a Kabbalah Shmira. You need to formally become a Shomer. What is Kabbalah Shmira? Kabbalah Shmira is, you say to the person, I'm willing to become your Shomer. What about short of that? You didn't say, I'm willing to watch it for you. So there's three scenarios. One is that you say, Hanach Lefanai, put it in front of me. That's also Kabbalah Shmira. Rabbi Kiveger extends that to accepting it in your hand. The Rosh extends that to a case where clearly the other guy can't be Shomer it, because he's not around. So he obviously relied, and the place that he put it is on a safe place. So A, he put it in a non-safe place. B, he's not around. C, you're traveling and taking it with you where you're going. That also becomes a shomer. But if he says Hanach Stam or Hanach Lefanecha, which means, yeah, leave it there, no problem. What I'm really saying is, I'm not planning on going anywhere. If you're comfortable enough leaving it because I'm here, that's fine. But it's your thing. It's not mine. It's not about me at all. So that would be exempt you, and you're not considered a shomer there. Then even if you got engrossed in anything and you were not shomer properly, you were quote-unquote your pesheya, you would still end up being chayiv in that, chayiv in that scenario. Okay? So what we have to extend this to next week is what about if I tell you, come inside, you can leave it, I'll take it, I'll put it in my house, no problem. But I didn't actually accept Shmira. Okay? And this could happen when you have guests and stuff like that. Let's say you have a guest coming over and they bring their stuff. They go out and then your cleaning lady comes, like I said before, that type of case. Does the host take any sort of Shmira on that? So we'll learn some more about that next time. Okay? Great question.